the goddess is portrayed as a decapitated figure. Two great serpents representing streams of blood flow from her neck. For archaeologist Elizabeth Baquedano, a leading expert on Aztec sculpture, these images are keys to their way of life and death.
Blood, of course, is the essence of our body, is what makes us alive. And of course, there's nothing more precious in ourselves than our blood. Blood was given to the gods in order for them to survive.
But how did they use blood in their rituals? A few yards from the ruins of the Great Pyramid lies one of the only covered spaces in this vast sacred complex. Only a building of real importance could have been sited so close to the heart of this precinct. The reason for its privileged position began to emerge once excavations were carried out. Three distinct sections were uncovered, progressing in sacred significance. A portico opened into an outer hall where two sculpted warriors stood, eagle warriors. Archaeologists believe that this was the temple of the eagle warriors. They wore beautiful eagle costumes and were loved and rewarded by the rulers, just like the knights of a royal court. The inner sanctum could only be entered by passing two terrifying figures. This is the god of death, Mictlan Tecuhtli. His protruding liver, an image of regeneration. These figures guarded the most sacred area of the temple, a four-sided patio decorated with four-petaled flowers. In order to investigate the rituals that took place here, scientists are collaborating with archaeologists. Chemical analysis of samples from the plaster floor indicates the presence of a variety of substances.